Halloween was Sunday. In honor of the spooky season, a horror writer recently visited Chattanooga and talked about vampires. His name is Dacre Stoker, and he has a bit of a family history with the undead. As his last name suggests, he's related to Bram Stoker, who created Dracula. If you're a fan, you may know that Bram Stoker used some real-life inspiration when he created Count Dracula, but how much of it was really fiction and how much was fact? Today, Dacre Stoker joins us to discuss the myths and the truth behind the world's most famous vampire.
A moment ago, I stumbled upon a most amazing phenomenon. Something so incredible, I mistrust my own judgment.
Dracula. The very mention of the name brings to mind things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading. You wonder if it isn't all a dream, a nightmare.
That's the trailer for the 1931 film version of Dracula, starring Bela Lugosi. Dracula is so well known today, the name is synonymous with the word vampire, so you might be surprised to learn that the original novel wasn't a huge success. It had only moderate sales during the lifetime of Bram Stoker, and didn't become an international bestseller until after films like the Bela Lugosi version became big hits. Today, we're going to examine popular misconceptions and the real story behind Dracula. Dacre Stoker is an author and a scholar, and he's very familiar with the Dracula story. Dacre's great-granduncle was Bram Stoker. Dacre visited Rock Point Books in Chattanooga recently and discussed some lesser-known aspects of Bram Stoker's life. For example, Transylvania features vampire tours now, where people can see castles associated with the Dracula story, but the author himself, Bram Stoker, never actually set foot in Transylvania.
My great-grandfather George did travel to the Balkan and Carpathian Mountains in 1877 for a couple of years when he was serving in the war with the Turks. He was an Irish medical doctor. So he sent him letters back explaining what the area looked like. Bram did a lot of research as well in the British Museum.
Many people wonder what inspired Stoker to create the characters in Dracula. One possibility, his own family. William, his brother, may have been the inspiration for Van Helsing, the world's most famous vampire hunter. Our guest, Dacre Stoker, has seen Bram's original notes about the novel. Those notes support the idea that Van Helsing might be based on Bram's brother.
Absolutely. Sir William Thornley Stoker, his oldest brother, was a very accomplished surgeon in his time in Dublin. From referring to these notes that live in the Rosenbach Museum in Philadelphia, you know, I've seen a couple of pages where Sir William Thornley actually wrote the notes explaining how to do the brain surgery that Bram had to describe that Seward and Van Helsing had to perform on Renfield when he had the brain hemorrhage. So he got a lot, you know, Bram was this research rat, but he also borrowed things and got help from other people, and he wasn't afraid to admit it because it's listed in his sources, in his notes.
But what about the vampire himself? What real person inspired that monster? You may have heard Dracula was based on a historical figure named Vlad Tepes. He was called Vlad the Impaler, also known as Vlad Dracula, which means son of the dragon or son of the devil. Vlad was a 15th century Wallachian warlord prince famous for cruel, disturbing dismemberments of his enemies. But did Stoker know that? Did he really base Dracula's personality on Vlad's personality? Was there a real historical version of Dracula? Probably not. There isn't evidence that Stoker knew much at all about Vlad the Impaler. It's likely that Stoker used Vlad Dracula's name, but not Vlad's life, as inspiration.
First of all, there's speculation, and then there's truth. We know very little about some of Bram's motivations for writing the story in the background. All I can say for sure is when I pored over his notes, 125 pages of notes, there's only one reference to the Dracula as where he would have got it, and that is from the book written by William Wilkinson, and it was in the Whitby Library, and it was called The Principalities of Wallachia, Moldavia, and it mentions this person, a Wallachian person, you know, that was a ruler at the time, and he was given the name Dracula, which they thought meant devil, order of the devil, and it was a person that displayed great courage and cunning. The rest is a stretch.
Bram Stoker made his living managing the Lyceum Theater Company. That company traveled around the world. Stoker, contrary to the image of a shy, brooding horror writer, was outgoing and friendly and made friends with some very powerful people.
He did, and that was a very interesting side of it. Doing the research that I did, he rubbed shoulders with three or four American presidents. He got to know Teddy Roosevelt very well when he was police commissioner of New York, and then later on as the president. He got to be friends with Walt Whitman, Mark Twain.
Our guest, Dacre Stoker, has extensively researched his ancestor's life. He says one of the most surprising aspects he discovered was Bram's personality, Bram's sense of humor.
That he had a really dry Irish wit, and that he was an interesting person. It wasn't, I thought when I'd get into it, I'd find all these dark, macabre things about this theater manager, and that he'd just, be sort of scary, but he wasn't. He was an Irishman in London, and I think he probably had a bit of a chip on his shoulder because of that they were maybe looked at as being second class, and he had to work harder to get accepted, and he was this driven guy. And as I look into the family and see that he was surrounded by very successful brothers who were very highly acclaimed in medicine, that I think Bram was a driven guy, and I think that he wanted to be as successful in his chosen world, the literary and the theater world, than his brothers did. And I think that drove him as much as possibly it drove me to become an Olympic athlete and coach.
Dacre Stoker is known as an athlete, but he's also known as an author. His debut novel is called Dracula the Undead, and it's a sequel to the original novel. You can find more information at our blog. That's at wutc.org. Tomorrow, Dacre Stoker returns to talk about his novel and the pressure involved in writing a sequel to Dracula. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.